the mountains the Poleis lie, with cold damp winters and summers so dry. Land of the Greeks jutted into the sea, and the Greeks had a culture where many were free. Surrounded by waters and seas on three sides, the Greeks learned to be sailors and sail the world wide. Marble and silver came from the mines, olives and vineyards made the oil and sweet wine. During the Dark Age, the culture slowed down. No construction, writing, or trade could be found. The Archaic period brought things back to light. In the Classical period, the Greeks reached their height. Village to polis with walls made of stone, each city had qualities uniquely its own. Like Sparta with warriors mighty and bold, and Athens with temples and statues of gold. High above the polis, the Acropolis stood.
Wow.
With temples of marble and fine cedar wood. The Agora was built in the center of town, where people could gather and mill all around. By assemblies and councils, Greek people were led. No need for a king, magistrates governed instead. The citizens were important and each had a voice, and leaders were elected by the people's choice. The Greeks built the colonies around the great sea, and might have wondered what their futures would be. No matter how far from home they went, most of the towns became permanent. The citizens were soldiers, they called them hoplites. With the panoply of weapons, they faced every fight. With a spear called a dory and a helmet of bronze, in a tightly grouped phalanx, the hoplites marched on. They marched on, they marched on. The Greeks were people who liked to play games. Each athlete was seeking his time of great fame. The winner was honored with a wreath for his head. A spot in the Olympics was the highest privilege. Darius the Persian, with a memory quite long, remember the Athenians was his battle song. The Persians were persistent in attacking the Greeks, but the Greeks won a marathon, though the future looked bleak. Leonidas tried hard with his 300 men, yet the battle at Thermopylae had a very sad end. Then the Greeks came on strong by setting a trap. At Salamis, the Persians had their biggest mishap. Comedies and tragedies, the Greeks wrote so many, and built temples and platforms with columns and plenty. The Iliad, the Odyssey by Homer the poet, Greek count stories of valor that one can't forget. Greek writers of old, Aeschylus and Sophocles, good playwrights they were, as historians agree.
Yes, I agree too.
Phidias the architect built statue of Zeus, and many other grand buildings the Greeks did produce. The Peloponnesian War was fought hard and long. Sparta and Athens had armies so strong, and each led a league, a group of allies. That Thebes rose up, the fighting stopped with the tide. Gods and goddesses, many deities galore, Titans, Olympians, and then there were more. The heroes were different, part man and part god. They wandered on earth, and with the mortals they trod. Zeus was the king and the god of the sky, and Hera, his wife, had a jealous green eye. Each god had a place and a certain function, and a festival time with a celebration.